Thank you. I'm going to talk about a relatively recent and rather ambitious program that's been going on at the IBM Research Division's Almaden Lab in San Jose, California. Again, I'd like to thank Lorette for inviting us out here. I think we became aware of each other's existence something like a week ago, but yet here I am. So I think we have a lot of overlap in our interests with this conference. So I'll try and keep this talk short by removing redundant material. So I think we all are aware that that there's a complex health ecosystem out there with many factors influencing health, ranging from education, housing, transportation, agriculture, and so forth. So what are we doing? So our goal is actually we're kind of the plumbers. We're trying to put together an infrastructure to help modelers work together to try and analyze these complex problems. In particular, we're trying to create a platform and service through which IBM and its partners can integrate existing data, models, and simulations to gain insight needed for complex decision-making related to health policy, planning, and investment. So the key research question is, can this sort of integration of independently created deep domain models, so I'm talking here about models created by different experts, different fields, different organizations, right, different disciplines, can such integration be made feasible, practical, flexible, cost-effective, attractive, and usable? So the platform that we're trying to build, we'd like it to have certain technical capabilities. In particular, we'd like to, if possible, to handle a wide variety of models and data sets as is, in the sense that we're trying to leverage a lot of the good work that's been done already and trying to avoid, to the extent possible, the need to rebuild or redo models from scratch. This won't always be possible, but we'd at least like to try and minimize, to the extent possible, the barriers to entry to trying to work with other models. So in particular, what we'd like to be able to do is to take a model and wrap some metadata around it that describes the model, be able to upload it to our repository of models. For example, if you're a health modeler but you really need a climate model as part of your analysis, we'd like you to be able to upload this model to our system and then either automatically or semi-automatically identify climate models in that repository which could potentially be made to work with your model, perhaps after appropriate transformations of the model's inputs and outputs. And I'll talk about transformations a little bit more. So in particular, we would like to, once you've found the models that you'd like to try and work together, again, either automatically or semi-automatically, we'd like to provide tools that help to do the actual gluing together of these models. So to the extent possible, either to select the appropriate transformation code for doing the transformation or generating such code. And then, of course, once you have your model put together, we'd like to provide an environment where you can orchestrate the execution of these models efficiently, and again, we'd like to give support for analyzing these various what-if scenarios, right, where we're talking about policy making, so presumably one would like to explore the space of various alternatives, various investment alternatives. So we'd like to try and help by managing the experiments, the simulation experiments that one would run. Also, again, since this is about collaboration, we'd like to have a system where users can annotate, discuss, and rate model sets, models and data sets collaboratively. Okay. So again, the value we see from this project are, first of all, new insights to be gained from mashing up models that perhaps aren't ordinarily executed together, hopefully leading to higher quality results as the scope of the consequences of a given policy or investment decision, right, one has a greater chance of trying to figure out what might happen and hopefully avoid unintended consequences. And again, as Ross talked so eloquently about, by having a usable simulation platform, that one inherits all the advantages of being able to rapidly, you know, have sound mental or have sound analysis of these various possibilities that goes beyond a simple mental model. Okay, so our approach is a little bit different than some out in the simulation world. There's sort of a spectrum on the right here of ways in which you can combine models. the most, at one end, you have the very tightly integrated models. So each model of the subsystem is basically a piece of code written to a very strict programming format. They all get compiled together into one big, huge model that you can execute. Okay, and that can work quite well, except when the models start getting too big and too complex, sometimes that can lead to difficulty. We're more at the bottom of the of that spectrum, the loosely coupled heterogeneous models, right? If we're going to try and work with models that have been developed in diverse circumstances by diverse people, we're going to be in this heterogeneous environment. So we're looking not at models that all execute together and communicate with each other through, you know, time-stamped events. For example, the U.S. Department of Defense has what they call the high-level architecture, which is such a so-called distributed simulation environment. Rather, we're probably looking at scenarios where models talk to each other by reading and writing data, either in files or databases, or perhaps communicating via a web service calls. So again, on the bottom right, then, we're looking at a constellation of simulation models, statistical models, decision optimization models, data sets that are going to feed these models and are going to be created by these models, and transformers to try and make these models compatible with each other's assumptions. So what's making us at least mildly optimistic about this attempt is that there's a lot of technology that's developed in the last decade or so that we think might be applicable to this problem that we can hope to both leverage and extend. So in particular, IBM and the database community in general has something like two decades now, I think, of experience in integrating data from heterogeneous sources. There's already commercial software products for both simple mapping tasks and tasks that try and deal with ontologies and semantic mismatches. In terms of describing, remember I said you want to wrap your model in metadata. Well, again, there are a lot of standards out there. There are a lot of languages that we're hoping to sort of pick and choose among to find the best model description language for our purpose. Again, you can think of a simulation model as being a very complex data transformation service. You've got some input data. The model operates and creates some output data. So, again, there's something called WSDL, the Web Service Description Language. Again, that might provide some use to us in our attempt. Again, these web service mashups, right? We're trying to again, if you view a model as a transformation service, there are commercial environments already that help people orchestrate these mashups. IBM's version is called Mashup Center. Yahoo has something called Pipes, and so forth. And again, there has been a large community that's looked at simulation interoperability, usually in this more tightly coupled sense, like the Department of Defense. But again, I think there's some technology that we'll be able to borrow, and we can certainly learn from their experience. And then finally, I was talking about collaboration between research different modelers, right? One important function of this would be to help overcome barriers, to have people gain mutual trust in each other's models. If you can see that other people have used a given model, have rated it highly, if they attach the papers in which that model has been used, you might be more likely to be willing to trust that model. So again, this is happening already in the data world. There are a number of these collaborative analytics environments. IBM's got a prototype called ManyEyes out there, and there are a number of research projects. I know of one at Berkeley, Swivel, a number of the places that actually allow that. Let me actually, since it's late in the day, I'll try and do more pictures and less words. So here's a screenshot I took a while ago of ManyEyes, number of McDonald's per capita in each of a bunch of cities. And those circles were actually added after the data set and visualization were uploaded by somebody else. So they managed to annotate somebody else's visualization, and there's some comments, and somebody said, I would suggest this graph shows no correlation. And somebody else says, no correlation, are you kidding? And they were the ones who circled the dots and talked about the relative sizes of the cities, and there actually is a trend. So the point is that these sort of environments permit search among data sets, annotation, rating, and discussion. And again, we're hoping to extend that technology beyond data sets to actual models. Okay, so just very briefly to give you some idea of the sort of thing we've been doing, again, we are not obesity experts. We're technology experts. We're trying to start very simply. So just to deepen our understanding of what the issues are in designing such a system, we're going through sort of a toy exercise in to try and mash up some models related to the obesity problem. So here's that picture. We're just focusing on a few attributes here, a few aspects. So for our initial effort, we're trying to mash up about five different models: eating and exercise, recreation, transportation, a store location model, which is actually running around IBM that retailers use to decide where to site their stores and what to sell, and a BMI model. And we're trying to say, you know, suppose you're a regional or city planner, you're trying to answer questions such as, what's the most cost-effective, right, policy for reducing BMI, right? And there are lots of things you could try. You might try giving a tax incentive to a supermarket, right, to say build a store to sell fruits and vegetables relatively cheaply near a low-income area, right, which traditionally has had only these rather expensive mom-and-pop stores. Or you might build recreation facilities, fund an education campaign, and so forth. So our status on this as of when I boarded the plane yesterday was that we actually have about three models running together so far. We used VizSum, which is an industrial strength commercial transportation model, macro scale simulation model, an eating and exercise model, an agent-based model of the sort Ross had talked about, but a whole lot simpler. It was actually, we adapted it, stole it, from Amy Auchincloss, and added some stuff to it. And then finally, we used to convert exercise and nutrition into BMI changes, we used a simple three-compartment energy balance model that we had been recommended to us by Daniel Rivera and his colleagues at Arizona. So we've learned a couple of things from this exercise already. First of all, some of these transformations we think are going to appear all the time. In particular, VizSum knew about zones, whereas the eating and exercise model was expecting to see individual coordinates for households and stores. Okay, so we had to have some sort of coordinate system transformer to let those two models talk to each other. Similarly, going between the eating and exercise model and the BMI model, we had to deal with, you know, as you might expect, unit conversions. Time interpolation turned out to be an issue. Eating and exercise model gave you the state of the population every 2 days. The BMI model expected something every single day, so we had to do some interpolation, right? And you can imagine the reverse situation where you might have to do some aggregation or averaging. The other thing we learned was that these simulation models can spew out huge amounts of data, gigabytes and gigabytes. So to do these transformations in an efficient way, we actually designed our transformer to use fairly recent cloud technology. In particular, we used Hadoop, which is the open source version of Google's MapReduce parallel processing environment. We found that actually both important and fortunately easy to use. So scalability in these transformations is very important, is something we've already learned. The actual execution was done on a single machine via shell scripts, which wasn't a pleasant experience, so we'd like to improve that. So anyway, obviously we've just taken some very, very baby steps in this direction. There's a lot of ongoing and future work. Again, an orchestration environment, hopefully graphically based, that makes it easy for people to glue together their models, again, identifying what are the standard transformations and maybe putting together a library of those. The semi-automated model matching and transformer generation problem we really haven't done very much with yet, except for we've been thinking about this formal model description language, which you need in order to be able to implement any of those other things. So what do you describe about the model? So you need to at least talk about the schema of the input and output data, how the model deals with time, right, and other details like that. And then, of course, as I'm sure everybody's well aware, since we're talking about collaboration around models, there are issues down the road we'll have to deal with mechanisms for sharing security and privacy. Fortunately, IBM's got a fair amount of experience in that area that we're hoping to leverage. There's some fundamental, actually, issues dealing with causality between loosely coupled models. We've had some interesting thoughts but haven't gotten very far. And then finally, eventually we'd like to move from a toy model to a real mashup, which is where you come in. We're very interested in collaborating, trying to get, you know, real models and real problems that we can hopefully apply our technology to as it develops. Okay, before I'm just about done. I just want to emphasize that we're actually a collaboration at IBM between the computer science department and the service science department. So I've mostly been talking about technical aspects, but we realize quite well that there are many what we would call service science problems, in particular exactly how do you go about building communities and ecosystems of partners and clients. I think we've heard an interesting talk on that this afternoon. And again, you know, once you have these models running, you know, how do you get from there, from the output of these models and studies, to something that would actually be an effective argument for policymakers? So again, I think that's well within the interests of this group here. So anyway, thank you very much. The URL at the bottom of the slide is a pointer to our project. You can also just Google Splash IBM, but you have to be careful because there are two projects named Splash at IBM, one of which has to do with semiconductors. That's not us. But we have links to some papers and a nice little movie taken at the Almaden Institute that we held last spring. Thank you very much.